Joining us now is an expert on tolerance and inclusion, Francisco Gonzalez, to talk about what's going on with Microsoft Word and how they're going to correct your language now. Francisco, welcome in.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
So this is a little insane, isn't it, that Microsoft Word may ask you, for instance, if you mean expert, instead of using the word you're a master of a subject, and postman will now autocorrect to postal worker. I mean, what? We got to have correction in every aspect of our life, even if we don't like it, from computers now?
Yeah, it seems to be the direction that Microsoft is going. It seems to have caved to the woke mob in what they're doing and the new features that they're rolling out. I think that one of the good things is that you can turn this off on your computer. You can opt out of it. But it is what we're seeing now. Yeah.
Why are they jumping into the political correctness world? They got nothing to do with it. Stop it.
You know, I tend to agree, but I'm also a capitalist, and I believe that companies should fight for a customer base. So while I don't agree with what they're doing as a capitalist, I have to say, hey, do what you got to do to stay competitive. Now, who are they competing against? I think that Microsoft has a monopoly and that they really don't have any competition. But it is very interesting to see. It reminds me of JCPenney a few years ago when they hired Ellen DeGeneres as their spokesperson, and their customer base was not happy about it. And JCPenney decided to ignore their customer base and kept Ellen DeGeneres on board, banking that the gays would show up to shop. And neither showed up, neither the customer base or the gays, and JCPenney ended up in bankrupt. So it's a gamble that a company in a capitalist nation takes, and they could lose big.
Yeah, I don't see this as a capitalistic move. I'm sure they're thinking, oh yeah, we gotta fall in line with the wave of the day on this whole thing. But the majority of people, I think, in America, in this world, aren't buying into this whole woke thing. And every commercial you see on television these days, it seems that they're all responding to, oh my gosh, we've got to respond to the minority, actually, of people that are the loudest, because if we don't, I mean, what about the majority of people that don't really care either way on this thing and quit talking about it so much and pushing it in our faces? That could that not have a boomerang blowback effect on them?
I think it could. I think it absolutely could, and we'll, time will tell, right? Time will tell if that is what will happen. But I think that that, you know, corporations should not be dictating the language that we use. I think there are well-established standards of communication that have landed us on the moon, have helped us to cure illnesses, and I think that we need to respect those so that generations moving forward can continue to achieve great things. But I think that we're also at an important or an interesting time where we have such a free society, thanks to the people that have come before us, that we have a generation that is having to invent reasons to be offended and reasons to be felt excluded is what we're seeing. And that's what's happening here, that people are making up reasons to have their own rights movement, regardless of how idiotic it may be.
Yeah, idiotic. There's a key word right there. I guess Microsoft will change that, Francisco. Don't dare type that in there. When they're going to change Neil Armstrong's famous quote from "One giant leap to mankind," for mankind to humankind instead, you got to be thinking, what are you doing? This is what the guy said. Leave it alone. It's not talking about a sexual orientation of a gender. It mankind refers to men and women. Who are these idiots that aren't looking at the definitions?
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that it's really what Pope Francis referred to last week as the application of today's knowledge to yesterday's events, right? And that's what's happening. We're judging the past events with the lens of today, and it's unfair to people in history. I think that Neil Armstrong has always been viewed as a hero and never as a villain. But the conversion of his words in such a manner risks having him being viewed as a villain. And I think that a very dubious politician out there, would probably grab onto that to galvanize a group of people to give them money, right?
Because what's as bad to me, Francisco, as the people that are actually changing words around, like Microsoft, are the people that are just caving to it. Anytime it comes up in corporations or in schools or in anybody that gets somebody in their face about something, okay, fine, we'll just roll over and do what you want us to do. Where are the people that are just going to say, no, we're done. We're not changing it because, you know, you can't deal with it and you're a snowflake. Just stop it, okay? Why aren't there more no's? Is it the fear of litigation? They don't want to deal with lawsuits?
Yeah, I think it's the fear of litigation. It's the fear of being canceled. Today, you know, with everybody being online the way they are, there really are no borders when it comes online. And so you can be canceled on a huge way.
Oh, in a big way. Steve Harvey said he stopped doing stand-up comedy because, you know, when you go to comedy clubs, I mean, everybody's talking about everybody. Any class of people is, you know, off, you know, on the table for comedy. So if you start doing that and everybody's going to be offended, my gosh, I'm surprised comedy clubs are still open, to be honest with you. All right. I appreciate you. It is a crazy world we are in right now. There's Francisco Gonzalez.